Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. Thank you for joining the podcast. I just want to talk to you about today about having a grasshopper mentality. And this comes from Numbers 13, verses 30 through 33. I'm going to read a little bit. But Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it." Caleb believed. Then the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are." So they brought to the people of Israel a bad report of the land that they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone to spy it out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people that we saw in it are of great height. And there we saw the Nephilim, and we seemed to ourselves like grasshoppers, and so we seemed to them." We seemed to ourselves like grasshoppers. How many times have you seemed to yourself like a grasshopper? Maybe you were facing overwhelming odds, and you seemed like a grasshopper. Maybe you got a doctor's report and you seemed like a grasshopper. Maybe you looked at your bills and your lack of employment and your bank account and you seemed like a grasshopper. Maybe you went through a painful breakup or a death, or you're grieving and you just seemed like a grasshopper. Can I encourage you today? You have this Holy Spirit living inside of you. You're anything but average. One third of you is wall-to-wall Holy Spirit, which means you have the same power inside of you that raised Jesus from the dead. Now, let me just say, when you got that bad doctor's report, if you get a bad doctor's report, are you going to be the grasshopper? Or are you going to say, "By his stripes, I'm healed"? Not just say it, stand on it and believe it. And make the doctor's report the grasshopper. When you're faced with financial troubles, are you going to say, believe and stand on, "My God shall provide all of my needs"? My God shall provide all of my needs. He will provide all of your needs. Doesn't say wants. When you feel afraid, when you feel insecure, when you feel anxious, will you believe and stand on, "I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus"? When you feel like a failure, when you feel like you just can't go on, when you feel like giving up, are you going to believe and stand on, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me"? You know, the Bible says that he who abides in the word, abides in the vine, is like a tree planted by living water whose leaf does not wither. Isn't it ironic that Christians all the time saying they're going through a dry season with God? That's because they're in the flesh. Because how can you go through a dry season with God when the Bible says your leaf will not wither? When you're abiding in the word, you're abiding in his presence, you're abiding in the vine. We forget these things. Do you think David felt like a grasshopper when he went out to face Goliath? Oh, I'm sure Goliath thought of him as a grasshopper. But David said, "Oh, you come out mocking God and mocking me and mocking the Israelites. This very day, I'm going to cut your head off. I'm going to cut your head off." There was no way he was feeling like a grasshopper. But we get into this grasshopper mindset, don't we? It's almost like a double mind. Well, it is a double-minded mindset. And you know what the Bible says about a double-minded mindset, right? A double-minded man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is unstable in all of his ways. Whoa. But that's what happens to us. We allow people. We allow job situations. We allow hard times to make us shrink back and become grasshoppers in our own eyes. The Bible says here, we seem to ourselves like grasshoppers. It doesn't say that the Nephilim thought they were grasshoppers. They seemed to themselves like grasshoppers. They didn't even realize and believe that God said, go up at once and take it. It's yours. They didn't believe God. They didn't trust God. How many times do we do that ourselves? I'm facing several different challenges right now. Some of them are pretty hard and pretty difficult. Am I going to shrink back and become a grasshopper? Or am I going to stand up, believe, and say, my God shall provide all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus? Am I going to stand in belief, or am I going to be double-minded and have that grasshopper mindset and just shrink back? You see, we have a choice every day. Am I going to wake up in the morning and dread getting up, or I'm going to say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You start the day like that, how in the world can you possibly be a grasshopper? You see, apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. The Bible says that. And yes, we are nothing without Jesus. But with the Holy Spirit inside of us, my goodness, we are anything but average. I get so frustrated when Christians are sitting there saying, oh, I'm not so sure I can do it. I can't. I'm not this. I'm not that. You are one-third Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost inside of you, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Yet we shrink back. We seem to ourselves like grasshoppers. We have power inside of us. That's why the Bible says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. They comfort me. You will be kept in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on the Lord. If your mind is stayed on the Lord, when that mountain appears in front of you, you won't talk to God about the mountain. You'll talk to the mountain about your God. Because that's what we need to be doing. We can't be thinking like grasshoppers and shrinking back and saying, oh God, help me with this mountain. When Jesus flat out said, speak to the mountain and it will move. And believe in your heart and do not doubt. What is your mountain today? Is it that doctor's report? Well, are you standing on by his stripes, I am healed? Is that mountain today a empty bank account? My God shall provide all of everything that I need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Remember what the word says. The word says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all of these things that you are searching for, that you are seeking after, will be added unto you as well. God has a perfect plan for your life. He has a perfect plan. God will prosper you and give you a hope and a future. Do you believe it? Or do you believe in your circumstances? Do you believe what you can see? Because what you can see is not always the truth. Look at what the Israelites, they seem to themselves like grasshoppers. They were seeing those giants and they felt afraid. Not Caleb. Why not Caleb? Because Caleb had been with the Lord. And the Lord said, you can go up there at once and take it. So let's stop shrinking back. Let's stop being double-minded. Let's take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. Let's realize that the Holy Spirit is living inside of us and gives us power to overcome, gives us wisdom, whispers what to do and where to go and how to do things. But we have to quiet ourselves and listen. Stop thinking of yourself as a grasshopper. Think of yourself as more than a conqueror. Think of yourself as a tree planted by living water whose leaf does not wither. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.